Welcome, this is Brian from theclarkart.com, theclarkart11 on Instagram, and this is going to be a short cast today. Don't really have much time today, time constraints. It's basically talking about the NFT market right now, just all the depth that's going on. It's kind of a reminder update, to remember to protect your intellectual property, because you have people selling artwork to the tunes of tens of thousands, or sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of artwork that's going stolen. NFT, in the NFT market, you got people out there, not even creating the artwork and stealing it, outright theft. So it's definitely cold out here. It can be definitely cold, and if you're not smart enough to crafty enough, it's going to be a difficult go in terms of being able to not have your stuff stolen. It's something I was looking into, actually, and actually doing some deeper thoughts on. It's, not putting the perfect images online, kind of just always keeping in mind that, you just have to take the precautionary measures because of the, lack of, really there's a lack of care and a lack of, some people are just really lazy, and it's a good article posted today on, the NFT art market by the Wall Street Journal. Scammers and hackers see a new frontier in the NFT art. So fake art, stolen credit card numbers, phishing schemes, imposters take advantage of security loopholes in the rapidly growing marketplace. So talk about the Serbian artist Milos Rajkovic was floored last month when social media fans started touting an online sale of his animated digital portraits as NFTs or non-fungible tokens. So, this is something that I think many people who do art, it's one of those things that is very discouraging for us, because, you work so hard to come up with these designs and these ideas, and for somebody to come along and take them, it just basically kind of takes the wind out of your sail. It's like, man, I had somebody ask me not too long ago, how much is your Shopify platform or whatever, and I kind of take that as an attack, because when I think about it now, because some people may not think, but I guess you have to know the background of a person. Like, I know that person's kind of background, so it's kind of, I kind of was taken back by it when I think about it. I said two statements that really were just totally disrespectful. So, at the end of the day, when you're asking me something like that, and I know your history of theft, known to be a thief, I have to already kind of look at it as, you're staying over here where my, you're staying where I stay, and, you see where my art is, there's always a risk of you trying to, take it, and use it to compete against me, because, you don't want to support, an artist that doesn't have much as it is, that goes through the struggle like a lot of people struggle at the bottom of this pyramid scheme that we live in. So at the end of the day, it's just, this is a short cast just warning artists to watch your intellectual property, because you got people stealing artwork to the tune of Here's an earlier this year, an imposter posing as the street artist Banksy sold $900,000 worth of NFT artworks on the OpenSea platform before the real Banksy learned about the ruse. The artist stepped forward to say he wasn't involved in the sale at all. Okay, so these are the types of things that are taking place, and we want to believe that people like us, and you know, we tell people to visit our Instagrams, and we tell people to check this out and that out, you know, as artists. And we appreciate the people, the few people who do support, but when you look at the totality of it all, not everybody knows you, and not everybody's your friend. Let's just be real about it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's not fake the funk and act like, you know, everything's so great. You know, a lot of times it's not so great, people in this world. So definitely protect your, you know, intellectual property out there. And, you know, it's good to kind of look into ways of doing so, and know that, you know, sometimes it's important to just, you know, take a stand. And you know, it's just like what's going on right now in terms of people's freedoms being infringed upon. So, you know, the battle is on, and hopefully, you know, the good part of humanity will win. And and that's pretty much the end of it. So stay tuned for the next podcast. I'm actually gonna probably do a podcast this evening, yeah, by later on this evening. Okay, stay tuned.